Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, March 25th, 2014. Israeli radicals attack Palestinian shop in Jerusalem and troops kidnap civilians during invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Tuesday at dawn, three Israelis attempted to set fire to a Palestinian-owned gift shop in Jerusalem on Jaffa Street, according to an Israeli police spokeswoman. The owner, Lubna Al-Samari, said in her statement that the attackers vandalized the shop, boasting slogans reading, "Kahana was right," before fleeing the scene. Meir Kahana was an American-born Israeli rabbi and political figure who advocated expelling all Arabs from Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories. Later on Tuesday morning, Israeli troops kidnapped nine people from the district of Hebron, Jenin, and Nablus, in addition to another in Jerusalem, local sources reported. Troops searched and ransacked homes before taking the nine men to unknown destinations. In Gaza, Israeli tanks and military vehicles invaded two locations near the Israeli borders with the coastal enclave. According to local sources, tanks invaded areas close to a Shuja'iyya neighborhood east of Gaza City. Elsewhere, Israeli tanks and military vehicles invaded farmlands in Khan Yunis town in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Witnesses told local news that bulldozers also destroyed farmlands as tanks opened fire at random. In other news, the Egyptian authorities closed the Rafah crossing and did not allow hundreds of Palestinian pilgrims to return home in the Gaza Strip. Local sources reported that scores of Palestinians were returning from the Umrah pilgrimage to Mecca, arrived at Rafah crossing on Monday afternoon and were forced to go back to the city of Al-Arish by Egypt's army. The Rafah crossing is the only way in or out of Gaza for the 1.8 million Palestinians living there. Egyptian authorities claim that the frequent closure of the border crossing is due to the unrest in the region. These closures are only adding to the burden of the Gazans, who are suffering from the Israeli blockade on them since 2007. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, March 25th, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.